the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto-related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
Tokenized stocks are here, and they're pretty cool. There are a few things that we need to understand about these and how they differ from traditional shares. Both Valour and Luno have announced trading in XStocks, which allows customers to buy tokenized versions of US stocks such as Tesla, Nvidia, Robinhood, and others on their platforms. You can pay in RANDs, Bitcoin, or other crypto assets. You can purchase a fraction of a share, and you get one-to-one exposure to these US equities. Valour was first to the punch, and it demonstrates how crypto exchanges are evolving into the new financial frontier the blockchain has long promised. We're joined now by Gianluca Sacchi, Chief Operating Officer at Valour, to find out more. Hi, Gianluca. Good to speak to you again. Can you start by explaining what are XStocks and how many of these are available on your platform?
Nice to be with you, Kieran. So XStocks are cryptocurrencies that track the price movement of traditional US equities. They're issued on the Solana blockchain by a company called Bakkt, who manages all the necessary requirements to offer a cryptocurrency that's able to track the price of an underlying US equity. Now, it's important to note that these crypto assets are not securities. They are tokenized representations of US equities. An important thing to understand is that buying an X stock does not provide you with ownership of the underlying asset. It provides you with ownership of a cryptocurrency that tracks the price of the underlying equity instrument. So Valour's launched 5 X stocks, with many more to come on our platform over the coming weeks and months. And users are able to buy X stocks using South African rands, dollar stable coins, or even Bitcoin, if they wish, on our platform.
So you can buy these X stocks with Bitcoin, you can buy it with RANDs, you can buy it with stablecoins. Can you pay with, for example, if you've got some Solana or Ethereum, can you pay with that too?
In time, we hope to add more currencies that you can very easily swap into X stocks. Right now, it is the list that I've described, but we're working towards being able to make this pretty seamless in the near future. So in time, I'd expect that you'll be able to swap the asset you have for an XStocks across many of the currencies available on Valour.
All right. Now, I mean, XStocks were launched only in May by Bakkt, and you're pretty quick off the mark there. You've waited, 2 months, and now this is becoming available in South Africa. And you're going to roll out more and more of these as the weeks and the months go by. So people can buy Nvidia, they can buy Tesla, they can buy Circle, which is the company that issues USDC, the US dollar-backed stable coin, also just recently listed on the stock exchange overseas. I guess people would be interested to find out about the costs, because if you look at buying shares on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, yes, they've come down, but how does buying X stocks compare?
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Kieran, that it is quite early in this journey of real-world assets being actually brought on-chain and made available to call them crypto-native and other, users of crypto exchanges. So we're watching very closely and excited about the prospect to see many more real-world assets added on-chain that our users will be able to access through Valour. So the pricing of these equities is really quite similar to what you'll find in traditional markets, actually. However, what's quite different is the access that you have to XStocks. So what we really like about being able to list XStocks on Valour is firstly that we're giving you 24/7 access to these assets. You can trade them anytime that you'd like. These are not beholden to market hours. You're not limited to having to wait for markets to open to be able to change your positioning, buy a particular asset or sell an XStock if you wish. The pricing of these assets is also very transparent on Valour. We've launched full order books to support XStocks. So there is an order book that you can see on our exchange, which shows you the price at which you can buy and sell. So that is always completely transparent and open and visible to our customers. And that order book is visible 24/7. And the historical data of trade on Valour is also completely free and available to all users who want to consume it by our API.
I think it'd be interesting how the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and other stock exchanges respond to this, because this is kind of the new frontier of investing, isn't it? Where you have a lot more flexibility around these tokenized shares. As you said, you're not actually buying ownership. You're not getting a dividend, as I understand it. Although when a dividend is paid, is that talk about that and what actually happens at that point? Does that get reinvested into your X stock? So you do, in effect, get a dividend, but you don't have ownership.
Yes. So the mechanism that the issuing party for X stocks decided on was to effectively mint additional tokens when a dividend is paid by the underlying US equity. So what that means for someone who holds an X stock is that the number of crypto assets, or the quantity of crypto assets that you hold, increases. And that's basically reinvestment of the dividend into the underlying equity instrument. You're holding more Tesla stock when a dividend is paid, should Tesla ever actually pay a dividend.
Right. And for people in the crypto space, do you think ownership is an issue for them? Are they quite happy to hold a tokenized version of a Tesla or an NVIDIA?
Yeah. Look, I think there's different desires for different consumers. And I think for, you know, the vast majority of people who may struggle to get access to U.S. equities in traditional markets, this is a really nice alternative for them. And for them, it may not be the first and most important priority to have true ownership of the underlying stock. Now, we have to be very clear about the fact that, of course, there are risks when you aren't a direct investor into the underlying equity instrument, because you have counterparty risk, most importantly, right? That the issuer of these instruments, which is not Valor, but backed, actually does, you know, invest into the required instruments to be able to give you correct pricing of these assets. But I think there are definitely people who prefer the speed, the amount of access available to them, and the cost of being able to invest in these assets rather than investing directly into the underlying. If I speak for myself, I'm used to using crypto exchanges. I'm not quite so used to trading on traditional markets, right? And so for me, it's almost like a reflex. It's really easy for me to go and invest in the assets I want on an advanced exchange like Valor, as opposed to trying to create a brokerage account with some other business somewhere else. So I think if I'm not alone in that sentiment, there are other users that will benefit from being able to invest in these assets.
There are a few other nice, interesting benefits from having tokenized shares like X stocks. Well, through Valor, because you have linked that into your payment system. So as I understand it, you could go to Pick and Pay and you could buy your groceries with your X stock Tesla shares. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah. So you can take any of these assets that are listed on Valor and use them in ValorPay in order to pay somebody else in X stocks, or even go and buy groceries, as you said, at Pick and Pay. So for anyone who's been waiting to be able to buy NVIDIA shares and go and buy batteries or something else at Pick and Pay, here's your time.
And I guess another thing is that you can actually transfer those shares to, you could give a birthday present or a Christmas present to somebody, send it to them. They'd have to have a wallet of some kind, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would likely have to have either a Valor account or their own wallet. But these X stocks are actually freely transferable. So should you wish to take self-custody of X stocks that you've purchased on Valor, you're able to do so. If you want to transfer them to some other Valor user, you can do that either directly by withdrawing them or through Valor Pay, and you can withdraw them elsewhere, should you wish.
What's the response been like from the market?
Yeah, great thus far. We've done more than $200,000 in trade on the limited offering that we have presently. We're really encouraged by that initial uptake and expect that to grow as we list more instruments. We've had many calls from customers who may not be actively trading crypto, but now there's a new and interesting asset class for them to come and trade on Valor. We've had lots of people wanting to regain access to their accounts, depositing more funds to buy these assets. It's been encouraging at the outset. Again, I'll reiterate that it is very early. So the global market cap for X stocks is still quite small as a tokenized representation of the underlying equity. We're looking forward to a time when that market cap grows, and we're hopeful that it does, and that liquidity starts to grow as well globally, because that opens up a lot of opportunities for us to offer more products and services around X stocks. So I mentioned that we have full trading functionality on our advanced exchange, as well as through our simple buy sell user interface. So we're making this the trade of these assets available to all of our users. In addition to that, we have ambitions to offer margin trade on X stocks, as well as the ability to use X stocks as collateral, whether you wish to trade or you wish to borrow against these assets. So Val is in the business of offering a trading interface and a financial service that suits the 21st century, and that suits people who live in the digital world. And so we've got ambitions to make it really seamless and really easy for people to invest in the assets that they wish to invest in, not necessarily just crypto, and also to be able to hold on to those assets and potentially borrow a little bit against them for day-to-day expenditure or whatever liquidity needs that they may have. We're really cognizant of the fact that a lot of people have real conviction in the investments that they wish to make, and it's not great for them to have to sell assets that they'd love to hold on to at times when they need some liquidity and to have to pay, the capital gains tax on those sales and whatever the case may be. Which is why we have launched the ability for users to borrow and withdraw loans from their Valour accounts to go and, do interesting things with.
Wow. Now, another thing that recently happened, you launched a USD private credit token. That's a yield-bearing crypto asset, and it offers between 8 and 10% a year in USD. That's got to be of interest to South Africans looking to hedge against possible rand weakness. Who's this product aimed at?
We want to give our users many options in terms of how they want to save, invest, trade. And one area that felt like a really obvious opportunity was this notion of dollar-based savings with a stable and healthy yield. Now, we think 8 to 10% is a pretty healthy interest rate to earn per annum in dollars for the South African market and for our users around the world. And really, historically, if you chart the performance of the South African rand against the dollar, it doesn't paint a really pretty picture for the rand, unfortunately. And the fact of the matter is that the rand has, and many emerging markets currencies historically have depreciated against the world's reserve asset, which is the US dollar. Now, that's not to say that that continues, and nothing that we've been saying, I think, is financial advice for the listeners. But again, I think we're really excited to give people more options to invest the way that they want to. And there's going to be a market of people, we believe, who would love to protect themselves from devaluation of their own local currency and do so by holding dollar stable coins and earning a healthy return on those per annum. We've said internally that we think it's a no-brainer and life-changing for many people on the African continent to be able to, protect their wealth and their savings in dollars and to earn a healthy interest rate on that. I think that's really important for a lot of people.
Just to clarify that, this US dollar private credit token, that is a US dollar stable coin. Your base currency there is a US dollar stable coin, correct?
It's a good question. So, in truth, what this token represents is an investment into a private credit fund, which is called the Garrington Fund, that we've done due diligence on and vetted and feel confident to list on Valour. So it's not a dollar stable coin that tracks 1 to 1 against the dollar. What happens in this case is that asset grows in value. So you may hold, for example, 100 units of USDPC. The value of that in dollar stable coin in USDC value is going to grow over time as that fund earns interest. So it's almost as if you continue to hold the same number of units, but the value of those units grows with the interest over time. So while at the outset it's worth 100 USDC, in a year's time it's worth 110 USDC if a 10% interest rate is earned.
And from my understanding, Garrington, which is the company that manages this, they invest in, is it mainly property and real estate? They are in private credit, and I guess, have they got a range of different assets that they are invested in?
It's a widely diversified set of loans that Garrington have issued. So predominantly, they issue debt into the United States, the US market, and Canada, actually. And it's diversified. It's across small to medium-sized businesses, some amount of property investment, although I don't actually think that that's significant, and other industries as well. So they've got diversification across asset class and across industry, which is part of the reason that we felt confident that that we could list this token and expect that their very strong historical performance, which, to be honest with you, is north of 10%. They've achieved 11-odd% per annum for the last 20 years, that will continue to do well.
Which is interesting, because the JSE over the last decade has achieved an annual growth of 11%. Exactly that. And now you're able to do that in US dollar terms. Okay, so the crypto landscape, final question. The crypto landscape, it's kind of blurring with that of traditional finance. And I guess it's safe to say we can expect more of this type of innovation from the future. Blockchain was promised a lot when it was, you know, originally conceived 15 or so years ago. And people said it was often described as a solution in search of a problem. I feel that day has arrived and we're going to see a lot more of this kind of thing. Where do you see it going?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I think businesses like Valour are in the business of building financial infrastructure that suits the 21st century. We're here to serve a market of consumers and businesses who may historically have not had all of the toolbox of financial services they really should have access to. So we think that blockchain technology and centralized crypto exchanges are upgrading financial infrastructure. I think we're giving traditional finance a run for its money now. And greater competition to improve technology, improve infrastructure, and improve products that are offered to businesses and individuals alike with the same level of access is an important innovation. I think there hasn't been enough of a strong impetus for traditional finance to historically upgrade their services to their customers. And we really place an emphasis on that. And I think the crypto industry places an emphasis on giving greater and better access to financial tools to all people, regardless of who you are and where you're from. So we're really excited about that. And that's part of our mission, to equalize access across the world for everybody.
Well, we're going to watch the space with a great deal of interest. We're going to leave it there. That was Gianluca Sacchi, Chief Operating Officer at Valour. Thanks very much, Gianluca, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kieran. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.